Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of Astound Art Radio. What ever happened to the sanctified life? I'm going to be reading from different Pauline letters this afternoon because I think this is a pertinent question given the time in which we live, or the times in which we live. So I want to discuss what is sanctification, and what does it mean to be sanctified? Now, according to the Word of God, you and I have what is called positional sanctification in Christ. So I'm going to read from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and I want to discuss positional sanctification first, and then sanctification in practice, or praxis, as it were. So 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2 reads, quote, "Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ." Now notice the verb are, to them that are sanctified. In fact, the word sanctified here is in the perfect tense. And so we define to be sanctified or sanctified as being set aside unto God. And notice the language, to them that are sanctified in Christ, that is in Christ Jesus, called saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours, unquote. So, a very powerful and important verse is given to us at the beginning of this letter to the church at Corinth. Now, Corinth was known for some very egregious ways of living. And so it was, many believers there were having a tough time of it. And so many believers feared being polluted by the life of the past. For instance, eating meat in the agora, meat that had been sanctified unto idols. There were some believers that had a problem with this, now that they were saved. Corinth was also known for being highly and very and profoundly promiscuous, and Paul had to address that too. So he begins by laying a very a powerful doctrinal foundation for what he is going to discuss in this letter that we call 1 Corinthians. So Paul wants the saints to immediately grasp that they are not sinners. They are not sinners. Now, they are, and I'm going to put it this way, they are not sinners saved by grace. That's a very awkward, and it is a doctrinally unsound statement. Never in the New Testament are believing ones or believers called sinners. Okay, believers are called, they are the hagioi. They are the set aside ones. They are the set aside ones. They are the hagioi, plural. And so Paul wants to bring this out. Believers need that understanding. They need this doctrine in their hearts. They need to lean upon the truth of their new position in Christ. Now notice, we have Paul states to them that are sanctified in Christ. We have the preposition in, and then we have the prepositional phrase in Christ. So in Paul's letters, the prepositional phrase in Christ is the most prominent, and bespeaks the new position that you and I share in Christ. We have the preposition in Greek. And so this preposition is a preposition, let me put it this way, it is a preposition of rest. And so believers rest in Jesus is the sense of the phrase, the prepositional phrase in Christ. Believers rest in Jesus. The preposition in, E-N, means within the sphere of. We have rest, or we rest within the sphere of Christ. The term rest, as I am using it, as it is used in the New Testament, means cessation. It means the setting aside of those things from the former life that had plagued and worn out and created misery in the life of the believing one. Now he or she, because he or she is in Christ, is at rest in him. So a very important and very profound doctrine to understand. And notice, these ones are being called of God. They have, and because they have been called of God, they are called what? They are called saints because of their new position. Nowhere in Paul's letters does he call believers sinners. The term sinner, as used in the New Testament, is an adjective. And it is merely a descriptor of behavior. And so believers are not mere behavioral surfaces any longer. They're not sinners. Okay? They are now real persons because they really are in Christ. They really do have eternal life because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. If any man in Christ, he or she is new creation, or a qualitatively new creation. The old worn out things are passed away. Behold, all things are become qualitatively new in Christ. This is the sense of the New Testament. This is what the Word of God communicates to us. God's Word is life. And God's Word is animated. It is living. It is His living Word. Sanctification is not a mere theological doctrine. It is a living, dynamic reality. It is wonderful to think about. It is wonderful to meditate upon our new position. Where? In Christ. So I'm going to turn now to the book of Romans, chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. And so I'm going to be reading verse 19, Romans 6:19. Quote, I speak after the manner of man because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and unto iniquity, even so now yield your members, that is the members of your body, servants to righteousness unto holiness. Is the sense of the King James Version. Prior to the Greek, it should read, yield your members, servants, to righteousness, unto sanctification. So, we just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 about positional sanctification, and now Paul is discussing sanctification in praxis. or in practice. So a very important distinction. Verse 20, for when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. Verse 21, what fruit had you then in those things, world? You are now ashamed. For the end of those things is death. But now, be made free from sin, isn't that incredible? Being made free out from sin, literally. You become servants to God. You therefore have fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. The word holiness there, again, should read, you have fruit unto sanctification. 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 So, believers have been made free from sin. Therefore, they are no longer called sinners. Let me say that again. Believers have been made eternally free from sin. There has been that separation. There has been that taking away. Behold, John said. The Gospel of John states, behold, the Lamb of God. As stated by John the Baptist, that taketh away the sin of the world. You have been made free out from sin. And now, who have become the servants of God, ye have therefore your fruit, that is, the fruit produced in our lives and our hearts by the Holy Spirit, unto sanctification. Beloved, it is very important to understand Bible doctrine so that your hearts can be at peace, so that your hearts can be at rest, so that you will know and understand who you are and whose you are, so you can experience spiritual growth by having comfort, by having the realization that you belong to Christ Jesus. At the beginning of your day, reaffirm that reality that you belong to Jesus Christ. You are no longer a part of this world and its pollutions, moral, spiritual, intellectual. You are no longer part of its pollutions. You have been saved out from the pollutions in the world. So therefore, live like it. Through what? Through sanctification. By what? Yielding your heart to God. By bowing to the Lordship and the authority of God in your life, you can live a brand new life, a life that is satisfying, a life that is refreshing, a life in which you have given up the filth, the gross pollution, the terrible, destructive behavior that goes on in this world. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.